For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The call came into the newsroom late Monday morning.
What prompted me to call in is the homeless situation. People think that all homeless people are just in the street. There's a whole different subset of homeless people. There's people who have a nice job, that are well-dressed, but at the end of the night, they sleep in their car because their income is not matching the cost of living. And the reason I know that is I'm one of those people.
He told me he's been living in his car now for 15 months.
I couldn't do it anymore. I'm not married. I don't have a roommate. And it just became, I couldn't afford my place to live. I mean, it was just a bare bones apartment, but those are $1,000 a month.
He admits pride prevented him from seeking help from nonprofits or churches.
I don't know. I got prideful. I just decided I was going to do it all for myself. When I became homeless, I said, I'll never crash on somebody's couch overnight. I'll never ask a friend to sleep at their place. I'll never ask family. I just do what I got to do.
He also wanted to feel in control of his own life.
I wanted to eat when I wanted to eat. I wanted to do what I want. I still wanted to have some kind of independence.
So he's developed strategies using the income he does have. And remember, he's been employed this entire time.
Best thing you can do if you're homeless is you need to keep a gym membership, because at least gym membership, you can shower a couple times a day. You can charge your phone, because if you look like, you're not going to be able to get a job if you look rough.
His goal, he tells me, was to keep his situation from being known by his coworkers or anyone else. No shopping cart for him.
Me, when things got really tough for me, I just gave everything up, put everything I could in a backpack. I just let it go because it was going to hold. Because what was I going to do, guard it all day? Because if you're guarding your property all day, you're not going to be able to get a job or anything else.
Don't get the impression he's happy with his situation, though he tells me he has gained new perspective.
I've become a real better person because I used to think homeless people were lazy. But no, you have to have either like some kind of mental problem or really down there, because I hate every minute of it. You hate every second of it. And these people, because there's no way that if you were saying it had it means that you'd be doing that. Nobody's that lazy.
He says he's got a plan. And despite all that's happened, he keeps his head up.
When you're there in the streets, it's like an emergency. You need to figure out how you're going to get by day. And, you know, like I said, I mean, by the grace of God, I always had a job and I always could keep clean. But I see these people that just, they look like they're ragged. They can't get a haircut. They can't, you know, clean themselves up. So how are they ever going to get a job?
He'd like the city to provide a place for them to shower. Maybe a voucher system for laundromats. I've spoken with several of our city councilors about his story and the issue writ large, including one who's experienced homelessness himself. More on that tomorrow on the KRMG Morning News. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.